McIntyre tells this dramatic story in full for the first time. This is the story of what really happened on those fateful 6 days, the siege. Available now in paperback from Waterstones.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. 27 people, including four children, are being treated in hospital after being injured by a car driving into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. Two of those have sustained serious injuries. A 53-year-old British man has been arrested. Merseyside Police Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims says they're not looking for anyone else.
As the parade was drawing to a close, we received reports that a car had been in a collision with a number of pedestrians on Water Street in Liverpool city centre. The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle. Extensive inquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances leading up to the collision.
Police also say the incident is not being treated as terror-related. The Foreign Office claims the UK sanctions have hampered Vladimir Putin's efforts to maintain his Russian fleet of nuclear-powered icebreakers in the Arctic. Foreign Secretary David Lammy is visiting Norway and Iceland to examine the measures being taken to protect critical infrastructure in the region. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's threatened further sanctions against Russia after calling its president absolutely crazy for a weekend of missile and drone attacks on Ukraine. Food inflation has risen for a fourth month in a row. The British Retail Consortium says wholesale meat impacted the cost of supermarket steak in May. Shop prices overall remain in deflation, 0.1% cheaper than a year ago. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Tuesday morning on Classic FM, if your alarm's just gone off and you're just coming round to the idea of a new day, maybe lots to do or maybe taking it easy, there's great music to start.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Hélène Grimaud and Camerata Salzburg performing the Wedding Waltz by the Ukrainian composer Valentin Silverstrov, who said once that he doesn't write new music. My music is a response to and an echo of what already exists. We heard The Benedictus from The Armed Man by Carl Jenkins to Guy Johnston and the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the National Youth Choir of Great Britain. Welcome to you. Welcome to Classic FM. I'm Sam Pittis with the Dawn Chorus to come shortly. Our daily choral work to start the day. But speaking of looking back at things that already exist, I don't know if you've seen the story that researchers in Spain have found what they think is the world's oldest complete human fingerprint on what would appear to be the oldest piece of European portable art. To be specific, they think 43,000 years ago, a Neanderthal put his finger in some paint and then dabbed it onto a stone to create a face on the rock. Now, look, this may be an important scientific breakthrough, but it's one of those things I think, honestly, if the children brought home from school, you'd say, lovely, should we put that in the understairs cupboard? Do you know what I mean? One man's rock is another man's work of art, I suppose. Speaking of works of art, here's Max Brook. The slow movement of the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Max Brook. That was Joshua Bell leading the Academy of St Martin in the Fields on Classic FM. And we go even further back next, back to the 16th century in Spain, for our Dawn Chorus from Cristobal de Morales.
Thank you.
Our Dawn Chorus, Jan Garbarek and the Hilliard Ensemble performing Passe Mihi Domine by Cristobal de Morales on Classic FM. Morning to Rose from Essex, who says thank you for all the wonderful music you've been playing, especially the amazing Armed Man by Carl Jenkins. That piece of music always makes me feel at peace, which is always good, always welcome early on a Tuesday morning. Great to have you, Rose. English composer next, who retired to Sussex, bought a converted windmill and lived the life, and was always inspired by the landscape around him. This is the music of John Ireland with another peaceful start to Tuesday morning.
Thank you.
Raphael Wolfisch and the Orchestra of the Swan. David Curtis directing the cavatina by John Ireland. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis with music to start the day. Whether you're up and out with lots to do, perhaps you or somebody is studying in your house, and it's not so much a week of half term as a week of revision. We've got music to send you on your way. Mendelssohn to come very shortly. And next, a work from an opera that was written for the London stage, starring, in a manner of speaking, the great Achaemenid Emperor Xerxes. May sound unfamiliar, but perhaps not when you hear the piece by Handel next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night, to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. Mm. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
At NFU Mutual, we treat our customers fairly. That's why our business insurance has no admin fees, no charges for cancellation or making changes to your policy. And if you want to pay monthly by direct debit, that won't cost you extra either. It's no wonder over 95% of our business customers renew each year. For business insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Business Insurance. NFU Mutual, closer to your business and closer to what matters.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Two pieces side by side from the opera Xerxes. We heard Ombra Mai Fu by Handel, and that arrangement of Handel's Largo, performed by Albrecht Meyer and Sinfonia Varsovia. And that was Helen Huang and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with Kurt Masur conducting the second movement of Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 1. And Mendelssohn's brilliant Scottish Symphony is the focus of the album of the week, a new recording by the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Also some Songs Without Words and Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, the great concert overture by Mendelssohn as well. A good week for good music, if the album of the week is Mendelssohn, my favourite composer. That's with Ali Jones, and he's with you from 10 this morning. But right now, it's Gerald Finzi. Royal Northern Symphonia with Howard Griffiths directing A Romance by Gerald Finzi. And if you're just waking up, maybe this is your time to get up. Music to send you on your way. Or indeed, if you've got time to take a moment with a cuppa, settle in with Mozart and Schubert to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and a wide choice of investment options, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy.
Woo-hoo! Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. SIP values can fluctuate, and you could get back less than you invest.
Try Classic FM Romance and meet someone who shares your values, interests, and love of music. Sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Summer fashion announcement. Stripes are in, darling. Oh, and also florals. Groundbreaking, we know. Pastels and block colors, too. Basically, you choose. From breathable floral duvet sets to modular wardrobes and stripy blockout blinds, IKEA has hundreds of new summer products to let summer in. Fabulous! Visit IKEA online or in store. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, around 50 people, including children, have been injured after a car was driven into crowds celebrating Liverpool's Premier League victory. It happened in the city centre yesterday evening, just as the parade was wrapping up. A 53-year-old man, described as white and British, has been arrested. Jenny Sims is Assistant Chief Constable of Merseyside Police.
We believe this to be an isolated incident, and we are not currently looking for anyone else in relation to it. The incident is not being treated as terrorism. We would ask that people refrain from sharing distressing footage from the incident online and please share any information directly with our investigation team.
Classic FM's correspondent Chris Chambers is in Liverpool. He has more details on the extent of the injuries.
We know that 27 people had to be taken to hospital. Two of those had serious injuries, one of those being a child. We know that 20 patients were treated at the scene for their injuries, and four people were actually trapped underneath the car. One of those was a child, and they had to be freed as Merseyside Fire and Rescue Service lifted the car to get them out of there.
The Prime Minister says the scenes are appalling. He's thanked the emergency services for their swift response. Also this morning, tens of thousands of apprenticeships and training opportunities have been promised by the government. It's part of efforts to increase workers' skills for sectors like construction, engineering and healthcare, and cut net migration. Doctors in England have started receiving ballots for renewed industrial action. The BMA says a 4%